Good Wednesday morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman here with you. Just a little bit later, in about the last half hour of the show, we'll have Manhattan Area Technical College President Jim Jeanette. But right now, I'm here with USD 383 School Board Member David Colburn and Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed. Got a school board meeting tonight. And again, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, give us a call, 785-537-1350. Phone lines are open. We'll be here talking USD 383 for probably about 10 more minutes before we get Jim Jeanette in here. And we talked at the top of the hour about some of the issues going on with today's school board meeting. Of course, the concern is with the future of the football coach. I asked Eric and David about that, and not a lot you guys can say, at least today, on that, and understandably so, until really any action is taken. And really, there's a lot of information I think everybody's waiting on before we go too much further in that. But there are some other items today, and I think, David, during the break, you were mentioning something about some folks that you guys are honoring tonight.
Yeah, we have two special recognitions this evening. One is for Alexander Aramani. He is being honored by the National Association for Music Education, the All-National Mixed Choir. And that's an amazing accomplishment for a young man. And then our high school band teacher, Joel Gittle, is being honored by the Kansas Music Educators Association as the 2017 North Central District Outstanding Music Educator of the Year. And this isn't the first time that Joel's gotten that honor. So kudos to both of those folks, and it speaks to the quality of our co-curricular programs, the music and art and other debate and other co-curricular programs that we offer our students. And I couldn't be prouder of the accomplishments of the theater department earlier this year with Hello Dolly, and just all the things that that our kids accomplish in those programs.
Yeah, it was concert season too this last month, and if you had a chance to see any of those, you saw some great things.
Oh my gosh, the orchestra concert was stunning. Just stunning. Nate McClendon just does such an incredible job with those kids.
And there's a lot of music talent in this school district. I think it was a Mercury reporter actually that put up that video on his Twitter account on, was it the middle school orchestra before the Star Wars premiere that was doing Star Wars music in the mall?
I think it was
yeah. Middle school.
'Tis the season.
It sounded really good. I was really impressed. It wasn't too far off from the John Williams track. So kudos, kids.
When I was in junior high, going to the orchestra concert was an exercise in pain. And they are way better than they used to be. That's one of those things that's just gotten way better than when I was a kid. People my age like to talk about how things were better. Well, orchestra was not better when I was a kid, nor was band. It's amazing that
what did you play?
I didn't play anything. Oh. No, I played piano, but I didn't do it at school. I listened. I had to listen.
I play trumpet. My boy is in his first year of trumpet, so I got to see his first concert, Jingle Bells, Merry Roll Along, and the fun things like that. But got to hear the beginning orchestra. The beginning orchestra was much better, and the band was much better than I remember. We've got some talented kids, talented families, talented teachers. I'm proud of all of them. They were amazing.
You still play?
No.
No?
I did play in an alumni band marching thing in my old school for our big Cowtown days, and I was, a word for it would be horrible, but I marched straight. I marched straight. I was more a figurehead than anything.
I got you. Yeah. I got you. Some other items today.
Well, I think it's probably, hopefully obvious, but today's the last day of school for USD 383 students, and they'll be gone until January 4th. January 4th will be the first day back for school, so there'll be a lot of kids out and about. If the weather's nice, they'll be running around, so watch out for those kids.
Yeah, just in time for the weather to turn cold, I believe.
Yeah, right.
Which I'm okay with.
It's winter.
This time of year, when it gets close to Christmas, I'm okay with it feeling like it should be winter. That's all right for me. But just after that, let's get back to where we were.
So. Yeah, just keep me out of the snow days.
Compassion Courtyard.
Oh, Compassion Courtyard. That's one thing on the new business tonight. There's a group at the high school that's putting together a Compassion Courtyard project that basically would bring a statue and a safe place for social and emotional wellness. And some of the teachers have brought it before. Through the process of working through some struggles of their own with depression or loss, anxiety as well, you know, that's a focus of our buildings right now. And this group kind of molded together, can we have a space that's kind of dedicated to that? And their plan is to engage an artist on K-State to put a sculpture in an area and kind of really promote that area as a social emotional wellness place on our MHS campus. So I'm really excited about that project, and I'd love people to tune in and listen to what the committee has planned to put together to help our students. So I'm pretty excited about that project. It's going to be really neat.
And where would that be at?
It would be, if you're familiar with the MHS campus, we have the two new towers, the multi-story towers on the northeast side, and it would be between those two towers is where we're targeting this courtyard area.
And is this something the school district has seen at a different district and wanted to kind of incorporate it here? Has there been an example for you guys to look at?
Not really. It's basically coming from this committee of teachers and some students at MHS to say, hey, we want to address this. We'd like a safe place on our campus to be able to point to this. Just to let people know they're not alone. I think that's one thing when people are struggling through loss and depression, the feelings are, I'm on my own in this. I have to fight this battle on my own. And they really want to put a place on display that says we're not alone. So it's pretty much driven from our people. And that's one thing that excites me about it as well, that we have a lot of caring students and faculty and staff that want to help others.
And I feel like for some folks out there hearing that, I feel like I can already hear some eyes rolling in the back of their head about something like that. But I think what those folks don't understand is that you have some students out there who this would probably be their place to go. They might not have that support system at home that other folks grew up with. So I think that's what makes stuff like this even more important.
And I think one of their goals is to prove that outdoor classroom space to make it a viable option, because it is in a nice spot between those two wings. I would also note that this group is doing the fundraising for this project as well. They're not asking for district funds. So basically what the board's doing tonight is if they approve the project, they're giving them permission to go out, raise your money. Let's get this project done.
Nothing wrong with goodwill. And if there's a place for goodwill, you'd hope it's in our public schools for sure. We just got a couple minutes here. Any other items you want to get to before we let you go?
Well, I'll call out the donations and grants that we'll be approving tonight, which are always most welcome and most needed. We have a $5,195 cash donation from Riley County's Raising Riley to Head Start for personnel and extended child care service costs. We have a $900 cash donation from Anthony Middle School Booster Club to Anthony Middle School student C-Note Drawings, Pride Club Night of the Stars, and Pride Club World of Fun Transportation. $1,000 cash donation to the Manhattan High School Performing Arts Support Group, to Manhattan High School Band for Band, Choir, Orchestra, and Orchestra, sorry, for Band, Choir, Drama, and Orchestra Class Supplies. $3,000 cash donation from Keystone Learning Services for professional development in USD 383. $2,275.30 cash donation from the Manhattan Basketball Association to Manhattan High School for travel suits for the girls' basketball team. And $1,133 cash donation from miscellaneous donors to Manhattan High School to be used for supplies and travel expenses for orchestra. And a $500 cash donation from the Singh family to Manhattan High School to be used for supplies and travel expenses for orchestra, coming to a grand total of $20,003.30. So
wow.
Thank you so much to all those folks.
That's amazing, our community.
Helping us do good for our kids.
One other thing I want to notice on our new business as well is West Campus pedestrian improvement. For people around West Campus, you're going to see some changes. The city and the school district have been working on this project for a long time to make it come together, to kind of improve our sidewalks of crossing points between the district office and the campus. So you're going to see some changes. You're going to see some new flashers, some new crosswalks going up in that area, and I think it's going to greatly improve the safety of our students and staff that are crossing that street back and forth.
Very good. All right. Well, before we go to our next commercial break, Merry Christmas, gentlemen, and especially today with the school board meeting and some of those circumstances. Really appreciate you coming on despite those circumstances, and we'll see you tonight. 6:30, Robinson Education Center, right?
5 o'clock for the work session, 6:30 meeting.
Yes, all right. Sir.
Thank you, Brady. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
We'll see you tonight. More in focus after this.